Other countries have focused on the fight against terrorism or on the humanitarian relief effort, while the war itself has bled ever more fiercely. Laws prohibiting the killing of civilians, the bombing of hospitals and schools, or mass rape, treaties banning the use of chemical attacks, the Responsibility to Protect Pact signed by UN member states, the Security Council's powers to act to stop a conflict, the UN Charter itself, all lie broken, unused, or misused in the Syrian conflict. Since 2014, the UN has been unable to count the dead in Syria. Some estimate that over 500,000 Syrians have died. Politicians often imply that we face a choice between open-ended military and diplomatic interventions of the kind we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan, and leaving other countries to fend for themselves, sending whatever amount of humanitarian aid we're willing to supply, and sealing ourselves off. Syria is proof that a lack of leadership and diplomacy has consequences. It also raises fundamental questions for us as Americans. When did we stop wanting to stand up for the underdog, for the innocent, for those fighting for their human rights? And what kind of country would we be if we abandoned that principle? There is a lot of focus in America today on self-preservation, but peace is almost always fought for hardest by those who really understand war. History shows that when we fought for the liberation of Europe in World War II or contributed to building the post-war global order, we did so for our own interests, and we reaped the benefits. When America was attacked on 9/11, many countries made common cause with us because we had earned their friendship. We're watching the brutal endgame of the war in Syria as if it has little to do with us, but it does. We should be using our diplomatic power to insist on a ceasefire and a negotiated peace based on at least some measures of political participation, accountability, and the conditions for the safe return of refugees. The alternative is that Syria stands as an infamous new reference point for the brutality and destruction that it is possible to inflict with impunity upon a civilian population, and it will fall on the already loaded shoulders of the next generation to rebuild a shattered international system.